You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. As your host and speaker, I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. I believe it's Wednesday, and thanks for taking 15 minutes of it to join me as we together study the word of Almighty God. Lord God Almighty, we praise you in the house today. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the power and strength of your word. We thank you your word is living and active, that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. We thank you that there's power in the word of God. It's the dynamite of God. Lord, we come to you with open ears, open hearts today. Lead us and guide us by your spirit. Speak to us through your word here today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. This is the last part of this message now. Prior to getting into it, I invite you to visit my websites, wgodradio.com. You'll find some helpful stuff on there. You'll find a link that says prior broadcasts, and you can hear some 10 years worth of either my Sunday sermons from the church that I pastor here in Central Florida, or these radio podcasts and programs as well. Being a manager of a radio station here, some programs you hear are recorded live in the studio here, as you're going to hear, at least here in Florida, you're going to hear tomorrow and Friday with some more on this series, the coronavirus and the mark of the beast. So join us again here in Florida, WMIE, WWBC, as we look at that Thursday and Friday, Matthew chapter 24. And okay, so here today, this is the last part of this message. This was a short message, so we're going to pick it up with maybe 3 minutes, what we heard yesterday, and then wrap it up. The question is, as the Apostle Paul says, how's your foundation? What are you building on? For no other foundation can anyone lay other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Saying, if your life is not built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, the time is coming, you see, when we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one will give an account of the things done in the body. And this fire is going to test our work to see of what sort it is. What we build on that foundation with gold and silver and precious stones, that which the fire can't destroy, will remain. That which is utterly worthless will be destroyed. Here's the last part of this message. How's your foundation?
You're not saved by what you do. Doing these things doesn't save you. For it's by grace, like the song we sang. For it's by grace are you saved, through faith. These works, let's make it plain and clear. You don't work for your salvation. You work because of your salvation. Because you're grateful of what God's done for you. You're grateful your name is in the book of life. You're grateful you're not hellbound. Right? If you, Christian, are building things that won't survive as cleansing fire, then your work will be burned up, but you will still be saved. And when you get to heaven, you'll smell like smoke. I've heard it asked before, will smoking send me to hell? And of course the answer to that is no, but once again, you'll just smell like you've been there. Do you not know, verse 16, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You know, isn't that funny? He says that, Just flip over just a couple chapters. Flip over to chapter 6, verse 19. Let me read what I just read to you. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? Now, 6:19. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So, wow, he says this twice now. Must be really important. So again, back to where we were here. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple you are. Yow, what a terrible threat that is, isn't it? Let's stop and think about this, please. Do you not know, O Christian, that the very Holy Spirit of God lives on the inside of you? We've been looking at this, haven't we, every week? The great mystery, Paul said, remember? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Or Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ, that is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And now here twice, Paul says, Don't you realize that God lives on the inside of you? Better take heed how you live and what you do with your body. Because your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, you shouldn't abuse your body. Now, I know this is a tough word, but it is what it is. What can we take out of it? Don't drink in excess. And by all means, don't smoke. The Greek word for defile means figuratively to be corrupt, morally, or to be depraved. Personally, what I think this means is he's referring to sexual sins here, especially homosexuals. Because he's going to get into that again here in chapter 6. And there was a rampant homosexuality problem there. And that, if you cut to the chase, that's what he's talking about men defiling their bodies as homosexuals in the city of Corinth, is what he's talking about. Not whether or not you had two beers with dinner or three. It's whether or not you are homosexual. Let me move on. If anyone defiles a temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Now again, if a Christian is to do this, you don't lose your salvation. But God might call you home early. But you don't lose your salvation. Your salvation cannot be lost. You can't do anything to lose your salvation. So let's get that straight here, just like he said earlier. He said, your works might burn up, but you will be saved. Okay, let's wrap up chapter 3 here this morning with the subject heading, Avoid Worldly Wisdom. Verse 18. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool so that he might become wise. In other words, you don't know Jack, right? Or no Jesus, that is K-N-O-W, no Jesus, no wisdom. But don't even kid yourself, he says. If anyone among you seems to be wise, let him become stupid so that he can become wise. Because you don't know nothing if you don't know Jesus. If he's not your Lord, you're stupid and you know nothing. If Jesus is not your Lord, you are stupid. You think you're wise, but you're not. Let him become a fool so that he may become wise. Verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, or reasonings of the wise, that they are futile. Now this is the second time Paul has addressed this, that the wisdom of the world is foolishness. All right, here's an example. Ken Jennings, you ever heard of him? He has a 74-game winning streak on Jeopardy. He won $3,370,000. He's the smartest man ever on Jeopardy. He's a great super genius, like Wile E. Coyote, super genius. It's Ken Phelps. Now we got two super geniuses, Wile E. Coyote and Ken Phelps. Look how many times he's won. 74 times. He is wise. He is magi wise. But guess what? To top it all off, Ken Phelps is Mormon. Oops. He's Mormon. Mormons believe God is Adam. Mormons believe God had sexual relations with Mary, and that's where Jesus came from. Mormons are apostates. Mormons aren't Christian. So here you are, you think you're so smart and so wise, when really, you're a fool. Her grandson is 4 or 5 years old, he'll tell you Jesus Christ is Lord. There's 7 and 8-year-olds I baptized a couple weeks ago, they'll tell you Jesus Christ is Lord. They can't answer one question on Jeopardy, but they are wise. It's like he flips the script. You know, men think, and people who think are wise, really are foolish. The Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. All the wisdom of this world has to offer is foolishness in the eyes of God. See, your IQ is meaningless without understanding this fact. And then we're done here for today. I leave you with this. You need to understand these three basic things. Number one, you are a sinner. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. No matter how high or low your IQ, the smartest thing you can understand is you are a sinner and you are in need of a Savior, which is number two. You need help. You need a Savior. And number three is Jesus Christ is the only way. He says, and we read in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by me. You know those three things. And you are the greatest, wisest sage who's ever lived. That's my sermon here for today. Praise God. The wisdom of God is found in a person, and that is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let's pray.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Calling Christians to worship and the study of God's Word. This is today's Modern Worship on WMIE FM 91.5.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church. president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day.